Now, Rashi mentions that was a stronger shrite in Koragid Lechele. He does, why does it taste the same when Hoyle Haskia have was a stronger shrite in Koragid Lechele? The Bahana Nehemon Avodah the Israzi Kisurei Mishin Vyodel Isakno? So obviously, it is the shite is that only a was a stronger shrite is Israzi Kisurei. But Koragid Lechele is not Israzi Kisurei. Is not Israzi Kisurei. Why not? There is a very simple distinction, because of course a strume and shchite, so this shchite itself, the behemoth, before the shchite was also, the same behemoth was also. And now, someone says, it's muta, he was sheichet vato, so kidding. So that means that the behemoth had the status quo of visa. Behemo bechaliero becheskas yisarem eles. And afroshe strume. So before the afroshe was taken off, so the whole crop was sterile. So he had the status quo of visa. And now he testifies against the status quo of visa. Masheiki nika agid v'achilev, true, that until you removed the gidanoshe from the behemo, until you removed the chile from the behemo, so the behemo was osea. So it's not that the whole behemo was osea. The heterodic portions of the behemoth were always put there, but they were attached to a chilev that is osa. They were attached, the other organs in the behemoth were attached to the gidamoshe that was osa. But now when he says this behemoth is free of gidamoshe, this behemoth, this bosal is free of chilev, So in other words, so he's testifying that this behemoth has always been muta. But at one time, Isa was attached to it. But the Isa that was attached to it, it was a different chaticho. This chaticho was always muta. He's not testifying against Cheskas Isa. In Shchito and Tafoshes Trumo, so the same thing that he says is muta, At one time was osa. Now, this boso that he says is muta has always been muta. But at one time it was attached to the chilev that is osa. So the mele, that's not considered is chazik isure. That's not considered is chazik isure. That stays a shite. But let's see what the Ritvo in Gittin says. פירשי רשי לאפקלון, שאני קורא אחד ביחד לימוד איתי ראש חוטוסי, ואני קורא הפוסט, שאני עתאים הקהיל, שהיא עתאים הקהיל, אינו דומי סחסן אצל חבר, כדי זה בראשם, והיא כמנדום אדומי לי אפילו, תכסי בסוף עולה לעצמו, וזה הנה לי שאני נדע לאפשר בידי, וידום לי אפשר משהי אפשר, אני אומרת, תגיד פה ישראל כאן תקסס, תקסס says that we learned out from נדע, so he says we can't learn out from נדע, because נדע, it wouldn't be possible, I mean, for the Baal to know if he couldn't rely on his wife. So then it would be, no one else is in a position to know. So maybe that's why the Torah says that she's in a menace. But in other places where you don't have to rely upon the menace of the other person and you can make sure for yourself, maybe any dachad is not there. So so this is what the Ritva says. He rejects the Tzishi. Wait for Shalom, they have been on. Besomuth, the Dachod in Lem Bissur, and the Echod in Israel Gisure, where he shrit of the Dachod Nemo, and the Pariste, with Israel Gisure, and the Mahayor, and the Sremeres, the Yei Shlema, the Shame Shrite, the Niko Abosso, Shebidot Lissati. So he mentions Shrite and Niko. Niko means Niko Agit, Niko Achille. So the reason is why he's Nemo in Dachod is because it's Yode. Why does he have to resort to Yode? The Dachod is Nemo. So obviously the Ritvo considers Niko Hagid V'Achilev as Ischazik Yisroel. As Ischazik Yisroel. He's Chilek Anteisves. Even though this Boso as to which he testifies that it's already free from Chilev, free from Gila Noshe, so has always been Muta. But since originally, so it was becheskas, so originally it was attached to the chilev, And mainly you couldn't eat the basar. You couldn't, as long as the chilev is attached to it, you couldn't eat the basar. So mainly, so even though it was possible, let's say if somebody wanted to eat raw, raw meat, so you could, let's say, take a after shkite and just cut out a small piece of basar, not from the chilev portion, not from the gilanoshe portion, and eat it. So you could, but so mainly that means that the whole behavior, why was the Ritvo saying that it is Yitzchazak Yisroel, and the reason as to why, and it definitely is never, is because it's beyond day, because the whole behemoth, the behemoth in its entirety was Becheskas Eino Minukeres. True, that this, the Adach Tiches, were always Mutter. But since the Adach Tiches Boso were attached to the Chelev, to the Ginanoshe, so mainly that means that the whole Boso was Becheskas Eino Minukeres Mechelev. So mainly it's considered like it's Chazak Yisroel. And the Shite of Deis Vesi is not, even though the whole Boso was Becheskas Eino Minukeres, since the Iser was in a separate Chatiche, so mainly it's not considered as Chazak Yisroel. That's the machlokes between the Ritvo and Deis Vesi. Now, you'll see the Miri, so he says like Deis Vesi, not like the Ritvo. This particular portion, this particular chtiche, had always been mutter. So mele, but the behemoth in its entirety was becheskas eino minukeres. All right, but it's so we do not say because the behemoth in its entirety becheskas eino minukeres that it's considered as chazak yisroel, because the eino minukeres was an account of another chtiche that was attached to it. But the Chatiches Heter, as to which he testifies, has always been with him. I mean, it's very mistaber, like Teisves and the Niri. But you see that the Ritvo is Chelek. Now, the same thing is discussed by the Ramor, by the Taj, the Shach, in Kuf Chof Zayin. The second chelik yadeh. So he says in the siv gimul in the agoy and simen kuf chav zayin siv gimul. He says as follows: V'chol heichet yischazik dobo beiser ki yinter o yichtichas boso she'ino minukeres ein poed nemen olov la'atirei elo imkei biyodem isakne. So he says, as an example of his chazik dogo b'isak in tevu, o yichtichas boso she'inu minikeres, einu eid nemo norok v'atirei, Elohim kem b'yodem isak. Because it's his chazik Yisrael. V'im hoyu b'kam b'is chtiches, acha shal isa v'acha shal heter, nemo no eid leima, ze etam ze isa. So then you could argue, mon afshach, if you say that mikor agid v'achilev is considered his chazik Yisrael, why? Because the behemoth in its entirety was bechaskas in Mikares. So Mimele. It was also so then you should say that even when Idachot testifies, let's say we have two chtichas on the table, and then one Idachot comes and says, this is chilev, this is shumen. Now, and we know that one is chilev and one is shumen. So, you also have the two chtichas together. So, there is a chticha of Isatu, and then Idachot comes and says, this is chilev, this is shumen, he's nemo. Why? Because they are not mixed together, they are not attached to each other. So it's two separate chatiches. Mashein came here, and originally it was one big chatiche. The chilev was attached to the rest of the behemo. The gidamoshe was attached to the rest of the behemo. So mainly it's considered this chalikis. This is what he says. V'moye b'cham b'istiches acha shal isa v'acha shal heter, nemen olei leimar ze heter v'ze isa. In other words, the Ramo, he says, horamsho. And that's the isa shiv. And that's the ritva shiv. And it's the Ram Shita too. I mean, that is not Eze Shita, I'm sorry. That is not Eze Shita. This is the Ram Shita and this is the Ritva Shita. But Teze Shita is like the Mir. So the Ramo doesn't pass like Tezes. Doesn't pass like Tezes. Now the Taz says, in Sif Wok, here, with Mo'ati Alpe Kodesh, it means the Ramo. Shobake, the Davke Bir Tebel, V'chayitzibay, שיוסר בלבד היקולי לאכול קדם התיקון ולא יושים היתר התיקון בכל הקרי וזה המונקים לישחד וכיסוי בלבד אל ידי חודם המציאים חסקו סולטר it means without ביודי אבל בוסו שנינוקר הוא ישחד את הבוסו ליצת וואו אלו משמגידים לחילב שיש בי טוב הזה ויוסר מחמסופיק ועד הידים למה שקוסף מה שקוסף החקאים אם הוא יוקם שתי יכתיכס איך של היתר ואיך של איסר ידי חודם המצו יזמאסי כאן רמות And he says, we don't have to resort to the other here. In other words, the Taz agrees in the Sheet of Tesis. And the Miri. But I mean, the Peri is, all right, the Miri, the Taz didn't have the Miri. He didn't have the Miri. But why doesn't he mention, and the Taz mentions a Raya from Tesis in Dush. All right, it's a good Raya. But the Tesis in Gitni doesn't mention, all right, so it's no kasher. Why is the Tesis in Dush inferior to the Tesis in Gitni? He doesn't have to mention all the Tesis. But anyway, he made, so the Tashite is like Teisves and the Miri, and the Ramo is like the Ram and the Ritva. The Nikud is a Kesed, so he answers the Asogi of the Taz against the Ramo, and the Kantor, he says that the Temir of the Taz is no Temir, with Tashi Mude. The Chtichas Boso Sheinu Menikeres, דומה לטבע, תראה איך לטבע כאילו תיקוני כולה עושה והכן כשמאפיש ממנו המעשר ומותר ההועדים בכתיך השני מכרס שכאילו מעניקו כולה עושה וישחה זה כיסור, מה דבר יצטז? So the Shmaitz explains it, what do you mean כולה עושה? It's not so, and even while it's attached even while the chilev is attached to the behemo so the whole behemo is not עושה as a matter of fact, if a person wants to eat raw meat, he can just cut out a piece of meat, not from the chilev area, not from the gidanosh area, and eat it. But what he, so the Shishmaitz says, because since originally it was what? In an attached state, so Mimele we can apply the chazok de mikore of cheska sheinu menikeres. We have two chatiches, So it's not that mitchilas v'yosom they were both let's say attached. We just have two chatiches, two separate chatiches. So they lie on the same table. So mele they do not have a cheskas iser of any minukia. Mashenkin here, since originally it was part and parcel, it was attached. The chilev was attached to the other boso. So the whole boso acquired the status quo of Eidam Nukeres. Of Eidam Nukeres. So mainly it's considered is Chazik Yisrael. So mainly it's considered is Chazik Yisrael. Alright, that's the machlekes between, so the machlekes between the Ramo and the Taz is the machlekes between Teisves and the Ritva. Between Teisves and the Ritva. Now, the next Teisves. How do we go to the Ab? הייתי לא כדורה שבאה בו עם הרים שבאישונה בו בשאול איסורי כי נתבו בהקדש וכנו מאיס וסבתלון ומהמון אפילו ישחזק איסורי ולאב ביודי ולוי ולוי So from Tesis it's much more I mentioned that there are three shittes arishayim How do we task? The Gemara has an abayim yibomis where the nidechot is nemo by ischazik isurei and ad biyode So when two things are clear and nidechot is certainly nemo by isurim where it's not ischazik isurei and nidechot is certainly nemo by isurim where it's ischazik isurei and biyode But the shayla that the Gemara has is where the nidechot is nemo by isurim that is ischazik isurei and not biyode and the Gemara is not patient How do we pass them? So there are some Rishonim who say that even though the Gemara isn't patient at all there, but it was Lifshat, that the Nidechot is Nemon. And there are some Rishonim who say that it was Lifshat, that the Nidechot is not Nemon. And there are some Rishonim who say that it remained the Bible Lifshate. From the Lashon of Tesis, it's Mashma, that it remained the Bible Lifshate. It's Isop. He says, Haydi no kadol shabayah vohimari, mishim di'i shorabo, bishom isu'e, kim tevul behegdesh vikinomeis, מסב כלון, אם מהם אנחנו נשחזק איסורי בלעב ביוד אלוהי. So in other words, so since it's a Bible, if it is a Sophic, so first the Gemara says, according to that alternative, that is not the moon, so how could it have been the moon here? In as much as it's Chazik Yisoy. And even in Tim Zoraima, like the alternative, that it have been the moon by Chazik Yisoy, Bishon Yisoy. Even if it's not your day, but here it's a Dabash Be'al. So from Tesis Moshe, it's Mashma, that it's that in the Baskone, it remains his own. Alright. Read Taylor. Ili dechot nemo b'shor yisuri, natu yishazik yisuri v'lav b'yodei, amai itzir lisof olo le'atzim. So now it's, now, this thesis has to be analyzed in conjunction with other thesis. Now the other thesis di v'amas v'dechot nemo yisum. So thesis said that the demokia for the aloche v'dechot nemo yisum is v'sof olo le'atzim. I v'sof olo le'atzim. Now, if the mokia is visofolo le'atzmo, so Tesis says, the kashe, if the hot nemon bishor isurim, afil ischazik isurim vilav biyodei, amayitzlir visofolo le'atzmo, now there is a long discussion of this Tesis in the Marik Shirash Ein Beis, that the Rambleya points out. Now, so there, the Marik says, the thesis means as follows. So thesis, that was thesis of Shittosim. I just pointed out, thesis means, as I pointed out in the previous thesis, so the Bishof Olatzmo is needed to tell us the whole Aloche of Idechonem Bishof. Of Idechonem Bishof. So if we say like the alternative, that any dechot is not nemo bimokim sheyischazik isurei vilav biyodei. Any dechot is only nemo where it's not ischazik isurei. So mimele, we need the posik of isofolo le'atzmo to advise us that where it's not ischazik isurei, so any dechot is nemo even without nemo. But if we are going to say like the alternative, like the Tzaro Dabai, that the Nidechot is Nemon, even though it is Chazik Yisurei, and even though it's not Biyode, so maybe there must be some other Mokya for it. Because Visofol Atzmo could not be Mokya for it. So there must be another Mokya for it. Because Visofol Atzmo is only a Mokya that the Nidechot is Nemon in a place where it's not Ischazik Yisurei, because neither as Tesis pointed out in the previous Tesis, is Eino Becheska Sheterei Kol Shor. So neither is not considered as Ischazik Yisurei. So how can it therefore be Nemo? Even if it's Ischazik Yisurei and Abi Yodei, so obviously there must be another basis, another Mokia. So what do we need? The Mokia of Yisofol Atzmo. That's the discussion. So in other words, the Marik explains Tesis that the Tesis is in line with what it said before. Teis, we said before, that Nibe is not considered this Hazik Yisrael. Why? Because it's Eino Becheska Sheteyerei Kolshon. So Nibe means not this Hazik Yisrael. Now, if Nibe means not this Hazik Yisrael, so the Mele, we can understand as to why the Torah had to mention Yisofol Olatmo, that the Nibe is Nemenes Lebailo. Why? Because it's not this Hazik Yisrael. So the Mele, the Nibe is Nemenes, even though it's not the Yodi. And as we said, in regard to Luna testimony, it's not the Yodin. It's not the Yodin. In regard to the testimony that she did not tell the Rias Iseres, then it's not the Yodin. Because if it's not true what she says, if she did tell the Rias Iseres, it's not the Yodin to make herself swing by being tailed. Because a woman cannot become tailed by being tailed before the time is up. So Mimele, Teisa says, be shleime if we say that any dechot is only nemon in the case where it's atis hazik yisurei, so that is nemon without biyodei. So you understand the reason as to why the Torah had to tell us we suffer atmo, to tell us this thing. But if we are going to assume like the alternative that any dechot is nemon even in the case of is hazik yisurei and not biyodei, now that couldn't be based upon the posik of suffer atmo. So there must be another gzerasakos. We don't know what it is. But there must be another mocker that the Nidachot is Nemon, even in the case of Ischazik Yisrael. So Mimele, it's a Kalvachemea that the Nido is Nemenes. So why would the Torah have to tell us this of Kolomats? That's the discussion. The Yishleima, the Salgedaitoch, the Choshif, Moidobo Sheber Avo. The Salgedaitoch, the Choshif, Moidobo Sheber Avo. So Teisvis says, the reason even if we say that an Idechot is Nemones, even in the case of Ischazik Yisrael, not be ordained, so then there must be some other mocker, other than the so-called Atzmo. And then the question arises, why does the Torah have to tell us? To tell us that by Nideh, where it's not Ischazik Yisrael, she is Nemenes. We have Exeras HaKosov, we don't know what Exeras HaKosov is. But we have Exeras HaKosov that Nideachot is Nemon even by Ischazik Yisrael, Alachas Kamo Bechamo, by Nideh, where it's not Ischazik Yisrael. So no, because even though we have Exeras HaKosov, that Nideachot is Nemon even by Ischazik Yisrael, and the Inno Biyodei, but I could say, Nideh has a din of Dov Shebeavo. And so in Meile, Dovash Be'avo requires training. So that's the Gzeres HaKosov of Olatzmo, that Nido is not considered as Dovash Be'avo. Why? Now, first of all, you have to understand this. What is the pro and what is the con that Nido should be Dovash Be'avo? Teisve says, we didn't go over that Teisve says yet. So we postponed the Amit. But Teisve says, in the Ramasra, in Midi Lahava Koledi Shebeteiro, she says, the Maiko Nita Dovash Be'avo in Pochis Mishnayim, זהו בישישיש, בגיטנו וקדושנו וזנוס די ישישיש לישראל בית. So in other words, דבר שבערבו has a limited scope. What's the scope of דבר שבערבו? Any subject matter that relates to the marital relationship between a husband and wife. So, Nizkacho relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Nizgalcho relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife. Zinso relates to the marital relationship between a husband and wife. But Nideh, now how about Nideh? So you could say, so if the Torah didn't say we saw follow arts more, than I would say true that the Nidechot we have in Mokia, we have in Zerzakoso, that the Nidechot is not only in the case of Ischazik Yisrael and Yodeh. But maybe Nido not, because maybe Nido is a Dovash Be'avo. Why? But Dovash Be'avo, by definition, is a subject matter that relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Well, that also relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife, because if she's a Nido, so the husband is not allowed to live with her. If she's not a Nido, the husband is allowed to live with her. So it relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife. So this is the reason as to why if the Torah didn't tell us we suffer Olatzmo, then I would say that Nido is Dovash Be'avo. But now that the Torah tells us we suffer Olatzmo, so the Pshat is not, as the Magid points out, that true, indeed, Nido is Dovash Be'avo, but even though it's Dovash Be'avo, it's an exception to the general principle. No, The Barik doesn't explain the thesis that way. The Barik explains in its mashma from the Russian the Saudi title the Hoshikuli Dalmo. If thesis, if thesis, if the Pshat and thesis, if the Kavona of thesis had been that that Alim the Hemis, Nido is the Hoshikuli. And it, we have a special Zerzakosu that that even though it's a Dovah Shebe'avo, so still she's the menace, the things that she's saying, V'yeshleima, Mishum Dinido, how the Dovah Shebe'avo? Why does it say this? How the Maito, the Dovah Shebe'avo? So it's Mashma, so the Marik is Midayit from the Roshan of Teisves, that the Pshat in Teisves is, that Alimi the Emes, Nido is not the Dovah Shebe'avo. But if the Torah didn't say this of Allah Atzmo, then I could make a mistake and say that Nido is the Dovah Shebe'avo. Now, why isn't Nido Dovah Shebe'avo? It seems very logical that Nido is a Dovah Shebe'avo. By definition, Dovah Shebe'avo means anything that relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Now, Nido, whether she is a Nido or not a Nido, so this relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. The answer is, practically speaking, it relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife, practically speaking. But theoretically speaking, abstractedly, it does not relate. On a theoretical level, it's not a question that it pertains to the marital relationship between husband and wife. The Issa Nido applies to every man equally, whether a Nido is asur to the Baal, and she's asur to every other person. But every other person, so even if she's not a Nido, she's asur. So it's his news. So it's an Issa of news. But if she's not a Nido, so it will only involve an Issa of Znus. It will not involve the Issa Nido. If she is a Nido, so it will involve an Issa Nido. So, practically speaking, it is only relevant to the husband and the wife. It's not relevant to anybody else. Because of the Shiaskinen, we are dealing with Avayoni. That's practically speaking. But on theoretical level, the same question that is relevant to the husband is relevant to any other person. Because if she's a Nido, so she's asur to any other man. True, to any other man, she's anyway asur. But if she's a Nido, so in addition to the other Isra, the Isra of Zeus, there is an Isra of Nido. So maybe on a theoretical level, it relates to the marital. It does not relate to the marital relationship. On a practical level, it only has relevance to the husband. It does not have any relevance to any other man, because or to Baba Yone Askinot, or to Bershi Askinot. So this is, if the Torah did not say Misofolo Atzmo, then I would say that since, on a practical level, it has relevance, whether she is a Nido or she is not a Nido. So vis-a-vis whom does it have relevance? It doesn't have any relevance vis-a-vis any other person, except vis-a-vis the husband. So the Mele, since on a practical level, it has relevance only to the husband, and has no relevance to any other person, so the Mele, it can be considered as a Dovah Shebe'avo. So the Torah tells us, Misofolo Atzmo, that we are not considering it from the point of view of the practical level, but we consider it from the point of view of the theoretical level. And from the point of view of the theoretical level, there is nothing especially relevant to the husband. It's relevant to the husband in the same way on a theoretical level. So it is relevant to the husband in the same way as it is relevant to any other man. So in many ways, it does not pertain to the marital relationship between husband and wife. So in many ways, it does not come within the category of Dovah Shebe'avo. That's the pshat in this. All right. Now, the question that is raised by the Marik is, now, the Marik says, first of all, the Marik takes it for granted that Teisves agrees with what Rambam says. And the Rambam says that if we are Geres, we have a Dovah Shebe'avo, then the Gemara is raising two questions. But if we are Geres, have a Dovah Shebe'avo, then the Gemara is raising only one question. So that means that the Kasha of the Gemara is that here we require two Eidim because it's both. It has two components here. In other words, first of all, it's Chazik Yisurei, and then it's Dovah Shebe'avo. So the Mela, that means, in Teisve, says the Girsi, how did Dovash Be'al? So that means that Teisve Shiti is, that is Chazik Yisurei by itself, is Chazik Yisurei by itself, is not, is Chazik Yisurei by itself, is not, is not a, is Chazik Yisurei by itself, so does not require to aid him. And Dovash Be'al by itself, not is Chazik Yisurei, does not require to aid him either. So when does it do you require to aid him? When it's both. When it's Chazik Yisurei and Dovash Be'alvo. So Mimele, so the Marik asks against Teisves, so what does Teisves say? V'yesh le'im adisal kedaitos. Dichoshif mu'idovash be'alvo. Now Teisves, the whole kash of Teisves is based upon the premise, like the alternative, that Nidechot is Nemon, is Nemon even by Chazik Yisurei without Be'alvo. Without Be'al. So Mele, that means that when is the Torah to aid him required, if it's Dovash Be'alvo, and it's Chazik Yisurei. But, so, if it's Dovash Be'alvo, and it's Chazik Yisurei. So Teisus says, V'yishlim 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 v'yishlim. That's why the Torah had to tell us V'yishlim v'yishlim v'yishlim. Even though when Nidechot is Nemon, by his Chazik Yisurei as well. So, but the question is, so even if it is a Dovash Be'alvo, but his Veshite is, this is Girsi, is half a Dovash Be'alvo. So Dovash Be'alvo by itself and not his Chazik Yisurei. Dovash Be'alvo by itself and not his Chazik Yisurei. So, and Nidechot is still Nemon. So, and Teisves before said that Nide is not considered as Chazik Yisurei because it's Eino Becheskas Sheteheirei Kol Shor. It's Eino Becheskas Sheteheirei Kol Shor. So, Mimele, so why does Teisves say V'yesh Leima V'sal Kedai Toch T'choshiv K'mido Shebe'alvo? But even if it is Eino Shebe'alvo, let's assume, let's take it for granted that neither easy Dovash Be'alvo mamish, like Gerushin and Yidushin, but even in Gerushin and Yidushin, if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, so Nidechot is Nemon. So why does the Torah have to tell us we suffer Lo Atzmo? Why does the Torah have to tell us we suffer Lo Atzmo? After all, Teisves itself said that neither is not his Chazik Yisurei, because it's not Becheska Sheteirei Kol Shor. So Mele, why was it important for the Torah to advise us that we is Nemeres, even if the Torah didn't tell us? And even if we assumed that Nid is a Dovash Be'alvo, but according to Teisves, Dovash Be'alvo itself, and in Dechot is Nemon, unless this is Chazik Yisurei, and Teisves said, Eino Becheska Sheteirei Kol Shor. That's the kasha the Marik raises against Teisves. So the Marik says, he's pshat in Teisves. Because Teisves, in the previous Teisves says, the Lord is Chazik Yisurei began the other Litvi. So why does he say both? The answer is, it's not two separate Lishenes. It's both are needed. Because when the Torah says, we suffer follow lots more, the Torah really says two things. The Zove says two things to her husband. First of all, let's say, now she had the Riyah, she became his over there. So she had the Riyah on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. And then she says to her husband, let's say the following Tuesday night, so she says, I didn't have any other Riyahs after Tuesday. Then I made a B'dikas Hefsek Tare, Tuesday before Shkia, and I didn't have any other Riyahs, I made all the B'dikas, and then the following Tuesday night, I went to Riyah. She says to her husband, so she's in a mess. She's the menace. Now, so she's testifying as to two items. First of all, she's testifying that she went through it the following Tuesday night. And then, she's also testifying that she did not have any Riyah on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, any Riyah Sisaris. Suppose she's lying in her testimony as to the item of not having seen down anymore after Tuesday. So then, even though she did go through it the following Tuesday night, so it would be ineffective, that tefillah, because she has to count Zayin Nikiyin as of the Riyah Asiseres. So, but she says she did not have a Riyah Asiseres. So Mele, in regard to her testimony that she did not have an additional via over and above the initial years of Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, so there you cannot apply the principle of Biyode. Biyode means that even if it's untrue what the Edah says, but it could make it Mutar. But here, if it's not true what she says that she did not have a Yisisares, in other words, if it's a lie, she did have a Yisisares, then she could not make herself Mutares by going to Tfilah Tuesday night. Then she'll have to count Zayinikim as of the additional year. So here we couldn't apply the principle of Biyode. So as far as her testimony in regard to the fact that she did not have a Yisisares is concerned, so we have to say, true, it's not Biyode in regard to that testimony, but she's still a menace because it's not his Chazik Yisroel. Because just because she had 3 years on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, it does not mean that it's Chazik Yisroel that you'll have an additional V on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So the reason is why she's a menace on her testimony. On her testimony in regard to no Yisroel is because in the Cheskesh Terei Kol Shor. But then, the question, then she says something else, that she went tefillah the following Tuesday night. Now, if it's not true, so even though she did not do the Yisisares, she will still be asur l'vayla. So, as far, so the mele, in regard to remaining asur until she is developed, that's certainly is chazik asur. Because the moment a woman sits down, she becomes a soul or boy to the husband until she is developed. So in regard to the testimony, in connection with the item that she did go to Tfilah, so there it's not Biyode. So I mean, there it certainly is Chazik Yisroel, but it's Biyode. There it certainly is Chazik Yisroel, but it is Biyode. So this is, I mean, that's the only right shot in this. So the Malik says that pshat. So Mele says, the Bonteisva says here, V'yishlema, V'yishal kedaitoch, V'yichoshif kumidobo shebe'elbo, V'yichoshif kumidobo shebe'elbo. So the question arises, Bonteisva's girsi is havedobo shebe'elbo. So Mele it means that even dobo shebe'elbo, if it's not his chazik isurei, and he dechel is lemon, so granted that Mele is a dobo shebe'elbo, why did the Torah have to tell us, V'yishofol ha'atzmo, she's still a menace. Because in the Becheske Shterei Kol Shor, the answer is when Teisva says that Mide is not his Chazik Yisroel, that's legabe her testimony. That's legabe her testimony that she did not have a Rias Yisroel. But in regard to the testimony, that she did go to Tfilah, so it's certainly is Chazik Yisroel. Because she certainly had an initial year, and that made that gave her a cheskas yisal b'ayla leilam voyed until she goes tefillah. So she is a cheskas asur l'bailo on account of the underscore of the initial year. So why is she nemenes? She is nemenes because of Biyodo. So that is all right. Biyodo is nemon if it's not idol shebe'avo. But if it's idol shebe'avo, so Biyodo is not nemon. So briefly, what the Mavik is saying, that even according to the Girsi of Havad Dov Shebe'avo, so in Dechod is Nemon in Dov Shebe'avo, if it's not his Chazik Yisroel, but if it's in Dov Shebe'avo, and it is his Chazik Yisroel, then in Dechod is not Nemon, even though it's Biyodo. When we say that in Dechod is Nemon, by his Chazik Yisroel, if it's Biyodo, only if it's in non-Dov Shebe'avo, but if it is in Dov Shebe'avo, so then, and in Dechod, is not Nemon, if it is not, so if it is his Chazik Yisroel, even though it's Biyodo. So the Mele, as long as we could assume that Nide is considered Dov Shebe'avo, then the Nide wouldn't be Nemenes. In Menes, she wouldn't be Nemenes on what testimony? On the testimony that she had no Lias Yisroel, she would be Nemenes. Anyway, on the Nemenes. And the testimony that she did not have a Rias Yisroel. Because on that testimony, it's not his Chazik Yisroel. But on the testimony that she went Tfilah on Tuesday and the following Tuesday night, so she wouldn't be nevertheless if Nida had been a Dov Shebe'avo. Why? because in regard to the question as to whether she did go Tfilah, she did not go Tfilah, so that is Chazik Isurei. And even though it's Biyodon Nidveil, but B'dobo Shebe'avo is Chazik Isurei, even though it's Biyodon, is a Dechav is not Nemo. So that's why the Torah has to tell us that Nidu is not B'dobo Shebe'avo. That's why it's not. So the Beis Halevi raises the question, this is not so. This is not so. I mean, this premise by the Marik that the Dovah Shebe'arvo and if it is Chazik Yisurei, so and therefore is not Nemon, even if it is Biyodei, is not so. Is not so. Why? Because it is, it's Gemara Mefureshes. It's Gemara Mefureshes in Bava Basra. Baal She'omar Gerashti Yes Ishti is Nemon. Now, so there it's Chazik Yisurei and it's Dovo Shebe'avo and still is Nemon. Why is Nemon? Because Biyodei Garish. Biyodei Garish. So we see that Biyodei is effective even with Dovo Shebe'avo. And even though it's Chazik Yisurei, Baal Shomer Garash Es Ishti, she had the status quo of an Ishishish. Everybody knew that she was married to this man. And then he says, I divorced her. So it's Chazik Yisurei, it's Dovo Shebe'avo, it's Nemon. Because Malo Shakir, if he wants her to be divorced, all he has to do, he doesn't have to lie. He can divorce her, can give her a get. So it's a Gemara Mefureshes. So, in other words, so Memele, the Beis Halevi, in Simei Lamed Zayin, rejects the Marik's Pshat in Tisves. And what does the Beis Halevi say? The Beis Halevi says that this Veshite is like the Veshenim, like most Veshenim, that B'dobo Shebe'avo, even though it's not his Chazik Yisurei, so, and Bechod is not named. In other words, and true that Teisves has the Gilse of Avodah Shebe'avo, so the Beis Halevi says, Teisves is not Mishubet to what the Ramban says, that if we are Gilse Avodah Shebe'avo, then it means that only if it's both Dovah Shebe'avo and his Chazik Yisurei, then Emidechot is not Lemon. He can be given as Chazik Dovah Shebe'avo and still hold that it's two separate kashas that the Gemara is raising. Alright? This is what the Beis Halevi says. Now anyway, so what the Beis Halevi says is really a very strong kasha against the Marik. A very strong kasha. Now, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara go past. As a matter of fact, we passed the Baal Shomer Garash Es Ishti is in them. We passed the Baal Shomer Garash Es Ishti is in them. But that's for a different reason. The Rashbam and Tesva say, why do we passed the Baal Shomer Garash Es Ishti is in an Emon? Why do we say that Baal Shomer Garash Es Ishti is in an Emon? That's because there is a numdene that what the Baal is reclining of all, that what the Baal says is not true. Because when a husband divorces his wife, that produces a call. Everybody starts talking about it. Yeah, people don't neglect such a topic. I mean that someone divorced his wife. So Mele here, he comes and says, tells us such important news, Gerashti Es Ishti, and no one ever heard about it. So Mele, that's a Raglaimli Dovor that is Mishaki. So Mele, it's like Midim Mokimim. That this is how the Rashbam and Tesves explain. And if it had been just the Rashbam and Teisves would say it, okay, so we could say Teisves is not Mishubet. Teisves in Gittin is not Mishubet to the Rashbam and to Teisves in Bor Basre. It would be a different Teisves. But it's Mucha from the Gemara that actually Baal Shomer Garash Es Ishti should be Nemon. And the only reason as to why Roman Doma says Baal Shomer Garash Es Ishti is Eine Nemon is because that if he did divorce his wife, so then it would have a call. So mainly it's like, so he says, the darkly in Shoma Gerashti Roma, Mige, Holy Vyodri Garsho, Mishim Bise, the Girsho Isli Tome, Ulitache Ninemo, Avozet Ninemo. So in other words, so that means that actually there is a Din of Biyode. And the only reason as to why one Mandoma says, truly passed by that Mandoma, that Ein Emon is because here there is a Raglaim Nidovo, that it isn't true. But if there wouldn't be Raglaim Nidovo, then Biyodi would be effective. So it's not as the Malik says, but by Nida Yivni, if we assume that Nida is a Dabash Abba, there is no lying with Abba, there is no Anansade, that she is lying. So Memele, so the question arises, why did the Torah have to tell us we suffer La'atzmo, even without the possibility of La'atzmo? I would know that the Nida is the menace to say, I was developed. Alright. Now that's the kash. Now let's see this Gemara. In order to be able to answer the Beis Halevi's. So anyway, the Beis Halevi rejects the Malik's shot in Teis Ves. And he says that Teis Veshite is that the Dora Shebeavo, even if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, requires training. So Mele Teis Ves says, the reason is why the Torah had to tell us Vesofo La'atzmo, because if the Torah did not tell us Vesofo La'atzmo, then I would say that Nid is the Dora Shebeavo, and Sint is the Dora Shebeavo, so even though it's in the Pecheske Shterei called Shor, so Mele, she should be Nemanes. So that's why the Torah had to tell us Vesofo La'atzmo, that Nid is not the Dora Shebeavo. But how can we answer the kasha of the Beis Halevi against the Malik? Now, here, let's see the Gemara in Borobaska in connection with Baal Shem HaKadosh Tzishti. So the Mishnah says in Borobaska, that was on Dalet, at the bottom, Poim Yazed Minem. Zed Minem. So why is in Emor?
And the reason he asked is not. Why? Because it's the other. Why should he lie? If he is not his son, so why should he lie before his death? Because he wants him to inherit his nechotim. He had a simple way of giving way of being makhlet in the nechotim there. So if he is Nemon because of the other, then he is Nemon in the Bible that says, Omer Abidah Mashmuel Lilati, the Mishra Sisi Naim. So in other words, so in respect to two things he's Nemon. First of all, the Dabi is the so he's Nemon because he's learning to be master in the Chosin to him. Why should he allow? So, and then he's also Nemon to partner a Christian Nani. In other words, because he's someone, no one knew that Reuben was the son of Yaakov. So Mele, if no one knew that Reuben was the son of Yaakov, so he was reputed as having no children. Then many times, Mele's wife would be coupled even with Reuben. But if he said before he died, Reuben is my son, so Mele there is no ticket. So he's minimal. So he's minimal. Mele says that he said a ticket like me. Mele says ticket. Because it's the other to be maxne to Reuben older than him. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us? It's another portion. So you want to say the Kiddush of the Mishnah is regard to Mishnah Rasishti Ma'ir. Mishnah Rasishti Ma'ir. So you want to say... So the Kiddush is regard to Mishnah Rasishti Ma'ir. Why is Lemon Mishnah Rasishti Ma'ir? Why? Why do you believe it? Again, because it's the other. Because now he said, I have a son. No one knew that I had a son, but I had a son. So maybe my wife will not be scoopily in with a sister. So he said, Mother of Shah, why should he lie in order to partner his wife, to relieve his wife of the burden of Hebrew's wisdom? All he had to do is just to give her, he was anticipating death. So if he wanted to relieve his wife of the burden of Hebrew's wisdom, he didn't have to lie. He just had to call his sister and to aid him and have it get executed, and Mele, he would be relieved of people of Lise. So again, because it is beyond the day. So it's beyond the day not to divorce her. But as the Mele points out, it's beyond the day to have said Gerash to him. It's beyond the day to have said Gerashim, because to say the other to be Migarish, maybe under those circumstances it wasn't so easy to be Migarish's wife. So in other words, he said that his memory says me, because we couldn't be thinking that he was lying in order to relieve his wife of the burden of human Mahute, because if he wanted to lie, he could have said, "Ich hasch dir sich." So then the Gemara said, "Omer Rabbi, from Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel, mitnima, Omer Zeh b'Ne'emon, hoibal she'omer Ich hasch dir sich g'nem." So Mimele, if he says me, who is also Ne'emon? Because it's the other, he had the meeting. He could have said, "Ich hasch dir sich." So he would have cutted her of his mercy. So Mimele, we see that when he says Ich hasch dir sich, he's also Ne'emon. For now.
So he says, why in Nemon? The Yisid Girsho calling his name in Yusei. He said, we are not a Maul Mishakir. The Kimaul Mishakir was made in Zodi. We need to kill our dead in Nemon. The awesome Baba in Kilimema. How will be your daily Garsha? How will be your daily Garsha? So in other words, so he said, so in other words, at first the Gemara said they based it upon the town because Baal Shoma Girashti Sisti is Nemon, because Baal Shoma Girashti Sisti is Nemon. So, but now the Gemara is saying no, the Baal Shoma Girashti Sisti is Eini Nemon. Baal Shoma Girashti Sisti is Eini Nemon. Since Baal Shoma, but Baal Shoma Girashti Sisti is Eini Nemon. But why Inanamon? So the Rashbam and Tesis, they both explain it, that the reason is why Inanamon, because he needs the Girsho, Kola Havelele Milse. So Mimele, it's like a medium motivated. It's a medium motivated. But still, if he says, Bishas Misose, Yeshli Bonim, so he's never to papa his wife from Yivim and Chlitze. Why? Because Hoyil Uviyodli Gashon. Now, so Tesis says the Kashi, So we do rely on the other. Actually, this is discussed in this Gemara, whether by Dova Shebe'er, whether by Dova Shebe'er or Biyode is effective, whether we have mnemonis, whether we apply the mnemonis of Biyode in the Dova Shebe'er. So Tesis says the Kashi. Now, here one Mandoma says, and that's the way you pass it, that Baal Shoma Girash Desishti is in there. So that means that Ligabi Dova Shebe'erbo, we don't apply the mnemonis of Biyode. So why does the Mishnah say that if someone said, Zebni is Nemo, lifter a sishtim na'im, that's Dova Shebe'erbo. So Mimele, why is Nemo? Because Horimu Biyode Ligalsho. Horimu Biyode Ligalsho. But if we apply the mnemonis of Biyode, Ligabi Dova Shebe'erbo, so then we should say that Baal Shoma Girashti Sishti, we should know from Nemon. So why don't we say that Baal Shoma Girashti Sishti is Nemon? Because Biyode is not enough by Dova Shebe'erbo. So why is it enough we got him pattering his wife by him? That's very discussion. Also, Hold Ravisi, we are given Hold Biyode and Garsho. This how could I talk haste? Wenn man immer gerascht ist, aber dafür haben wir immer gerascht ist. Wie im Thema Teilen, was wissen die selben in Nemo? Why is Nemo to pater his wife from the Yibin? Why? Because it's beyond the Yasho. So when he says Gerash de Sishti, it's also beyond the Yasho. V'yesh le'imah, v'dat b'minin sh'omah, Gerash de Leomah Mikim. Holy Biblical Yarsho. Mishum Yis, the Yirsho, is Likole, Ulikach, and Nemo. I will say, Bni, Nemo, Binige, the Holy Biblical Yarsho, the Ochemi is, Shayeshli Ben, the Yodua Lemo. Where do we say that this is not true? That is, when a person says, I divorced my wife when no one knows about it. So that's an unusual thing. Mashaikin, that a person has a son that no one knows about it, that's not so unusual. It can happen many times that a person has someone as a son and no one knows about it. That a person divorces his wife and no one knows about it, that's unusual. But someone should know, should have a son and the people don't know about it, is not unusual. So Mele, where is it? If he says Gerash de Sishti. But if he says, so then we don't trust him on the basis of Nigel or Biyodin Lidarsha. But because that's unusual that one should divorce his wife and people shouldn't know about it. But when he says, I have a son, so then we trust him because of the Nigel. Because Holy Biyodin Lidarsha. And here there is no Raglai Midogo that he lies, because it happens many times that a person has children and people don't know that he has children. All right, this is what Jesus says. So anyway, so the way all the Rishonim say, that even though the Gemara passes that Baal Shom HaGerash De Sishti is in Nemon, but that doesn't mean that Baidon HaShebe'Argo Biyode is not effective. Because if Baidon HaShebe'Argo Biyode wouldn't be effective, so if someone says Zeb Ni, he wouldn't be Nemo if there is Sishti Naim. Why is he Nemo when he says Ni, if there is Sishti Naim? Because of Biyode. So we see that Biyode is effective. Ligabe Dom HaShebe'Argo. Now, but the Gemara doesn't say that the reason as to why the Gemara is that Baal Shom HaGerash De Sishti is in an Emon is because it's a Midi Mokmen. That Rishonim says, the Rashbam says that, Tesla says that, but the Gemara doesn't say it. Maybe the Pshat in the Gemara is that The Mandoma who says that Baal Shom HaGerash De Sishti is aiming them on is for that very reason. Because Gerash De Sishti is Dova Shebe'Argo and Dova Shebe'Argo. So there is no Nemone, so be on it. So maybe the Mabim would be good. But then the question would arise, Monefshah, if that is the Pshat of the Mandoma, and we pass like that Mandoma, that Baal Shom HaGerash De Sishti is aiming them on, because it's in Dorosh HaBe'Argo, and by Dorosh HaBe'Argo, so in the Mones of Biyode is ineffective. So then, why does the Mishnah say that Ho'im HaZebni is Nemo Bikter HaSishtinayim? Why? Because of Biyode. Biyode of the Garsho. But that's also in Dorosh HaBe'Argo. Now, let's see a certain Rambam in Suvet. There is a Gemara in Ksuves, last year I think I mentioned it. No, I don't know what last year I mentioned. Harei shebo da kopeyum beis, harei shebo boma, b'ni ze vekeinu, nemo lachil bitrumo ve nemo lashish. So if somebody comes and says, this b'ni ze vekeinu, nemo lachil bitrumo. So in other words, if someone comes and says as to a certain person that he is son, and the one who says, Izekeh, so he says, this is my son. Reuven comes and says, that Reuven, Yaakov comes and says, that Reuven is his son. And that Izekeh, now Yaakov is a king. So Melech, when he says, and Reuven is his son, and he also came, it's possible that Yaakov is again and Reuven is his son, and that Reuven is not again. Let's say if Yaakov married the Grusha, so the name of Reuven would be a whole. But he says, Bnu Zev became. Bnu Zev became. So Nemo Lachi may be Trumo, Ven Nemo Lachi Eish. So what's the Pshat? So Teisve says that Lachi may be Trumo is Nemon, because Lachi may be Trumo you don't need to eat. That's his story. So the melee is Nemon on the basis of me. Because he did not have to say that he is his son, then no one would doubt his word. Now that he says his son, so he might have a motive to be Mishakim, because he wants his son to be able to improve. So, but who told him to divulge that secret that Reuven is his son? So Meilei Mawe Mishakim. So he's never on the basis of me. So that's only vis-a-vis Lachil Bitrumo. But vis-a-vis Yuchsin, Lachil Yisho, so that requires Eidim. So the Melee is not applying again. Because Eino Echot, so the Rish says, Eino Echot Yidei Abab Shem Leif Chaver. In other words, whenever something requires the Haggadah of two, so we cannot say they could have said something else. Because maybe they wouldn't have joined on saying the same line together. When a person is Nemon, when he says it by himself, so then it's a Raya, Maul and Shakir. But when by himself, he wouldn't be Nemon. But only when somebody else joined him. So the Melech, so there is no me. So that stays his Pshat. So in other words, there is no Miguel Legabel Ashir Isha. The Ramban in Suvez, he says something else. He says, not that there is no Miguel, there is a me. We can say shrewd people and unscrupulous people can conspire together very well. I mean, so there could be a midah. But he says, so the Yisurin doesn't require aiding. So a mishoz nemeres, a korev is nemon. All we are interested in is to determine the truth. So memele midah is ichore. So that requires aiding. If it requires aiding, so Kovah the apostle is not Nemon. And Kovah the apostle is not Nemon, so the Gemara says, let's say by the Gemara's, that Kovah the apostle is not Nemon. If Meshav Arim together, you certainly couldn't be Cheshed that they are lying to Meshav Arim. So still, you cannot be Kavavavavavis, because Al Pishnai made me a Kundomo. So the fact that we know that they are not lying is not enough. We need Eidim. So why is suing when there is no Gzeres HaKosov of Eidim? So Nemones is enough. So any Choche is good. Masheim Kei, Lashi Eisho, it requires Eidim. So Memele, we cannot act on the basis of the Choche of Malo Nishakir, because after all, he did not have to say that he was his son. So then, no one would have any shyness about him, about his yuchsin. So now that he did say that he is son, and he says that he is a kohen, so it should be a raya that he's telling the truth. So true it's a raya that he's telling the truth. And when Meshe V'Arim testify in Besden, we don't have an umgelein that they are telling the truth. We have even stronger choche that they are telling the truth. Meshe Rabbeinu and Arim wouldn't lie. But still we cannot accept the Eides. So Mele Lashi Yisho, there is a Zasakosu of Al Pishnai, Mele Mokundobo. So Mele, Mige is not enough. Now the question that is raised by everybody against the Ramban, so is Lashi Yisho requires Eidim. Momen certainly requires Eidim. Why does Lashi Yisho require Eidim? Because Lashi Yisho is Dovah Shebe'alvo. That is his reading, Suve says. Lashi Yisho is Dovah Shebe'alvo. And that's learned out from Momen. So Momen is this force where Eidim is required. And all the media symbol of Basra mentioned in connection with Momen. So why is media effective in Momen? Monefshech, if the Ramban Shite is that where the Torah requires Eidim, so the fact that someone is telling the truth is not enough. Because Moshe V'Aaron is certainly telling the truth. And still, we cannot accept the Haggadah. So no media should be admissible in evidence into the Momenes, and all of Chesed Sabbatim is based upon media in the Momenes. The answer is because media can be effective on two scores. First of all, media can be effective as the yechochet, as an extraneous yechochet. So as an extraneous yechochet, by no means it couldn't be effective, because there is the exercise of course of Mishnayim in Yopendomo. So if Meshiv Aharon cannot, we cannot be metabol the index of Meshiv Aharon. There is no better yechochet than the Hagodah by Meshiv Aharon, but they are crazy. But then, by Momei, there are two kinds of mnemonis. There is mnemonis of Edes and there is mnemonis of Baldovo, of Tainis Baldovo. So now let's say, Roman Doma says, Bori Shem or Bori Odev. So it can be even be made to Momei. According to Rabuni, if someone says, Yuvisi of Momei, and the other one says, no, any idea. So according to Rabuni, Besni is made to Momei. How is Besni made to Momei? We have no Edes. The answer is, Tainis Baldovo. So since the Tebeya is staying in Tainis Bori and the Nitva is not staying in Tainis Bori, so we trust him. So in Momen we have two halachas. We have a concept of Nemones of Hades and we have a concept of Nemones of Tainis of Baldovo. So Mele, that's the halacha of Mige. If somebody has a Mige, so then the Baldovo is Nemon and is Tainis Bitinis Baldovo. That's Shayach in Momen. But Rashi Yisho, there is no Baldovo. So you could. But by assuming there is no Baldovo with Truma, there is no Baldovo either. But there is no Xerxakos of Avedis. So we are only interested in determining the truth. So anything that is a good source of evidence is effective in Isurim. Mashiach Rashi Yisho, which requires aiding. So, and Baldovo we don't have here. So Mimele, we can't accept him. This is the Rambanji. Now, Mimele, so according to what the Ramban says, what is Biyodi? Biyodi is like me, the same thing. It's Yechoche. So by Dovashe Be'alvo, there is Exerzakosov of about Mishnai, Lulok, and Dovo. So Mimele, there is no Biyodi. By Momein, Biyodi is effective because the Baldovo says it. He says, Biyu, so Nemon Yershe, because he could be mocked to him. So he's the Baldovo, it's his property. And he wants that he should be given away to a certain man whom he says is his son. So since, and the question is he telling the truth or not? And he's a Baldovo. So maybe he's Nemo. Masha'im came, Baal Shoma Gerashtes Ishti. So one Mandoma says, Eid Nemo. So the Hashbam says Eid Nemo because it's a Migam Mokem Eidim, because it has a call. But the Gemara doesn't say that that's the reason. So the Marid can say the Pshat in the Gemara is, according to the Ramban Shite, that wherever Eden is required, and Dom HaShabel, where Eden is required, so maybe we cannot rely on Amichot. We cannot rely on the Abud of Mishav Aaron, even though if there is a Chochet that they are applying, so maybe we cannot rely on the Chochet of the Yodhi. The Yodhi and Mishav is coming up. It's the same thing. Who says that the reason is because it has a call. David has a call. So the male is like Migam of Lady. The Rashbam says so. David says so. Because the Rashbam and David agree with the Shite that Migam would be effective even by Lady. And the only reason why Migam is not effective by Lady is because the Lachot will be there, Mashiach is Chavei. So we don't have any Chokha of Migam. But if we have any Chokha, so then it will be effective even in the case where it is required. So they can explain it that way. But according to the Ramban, we have to explain to more that the reason is why the Mandoma says, Baal Shoma Gerashti Efishti, is in them all, is because Dovah Shebe'elvo. Because by Dovah Shebe'elvo, so a Biyodin is not effective, he didn't be Jorge, and we will require it. Oh, so then the question will be, so then, this discussion is how to say. So Tesla says, the Kashe, the Tema, if we say Baal Shoma Gerashti Efishti, is in an Emo. Why? Because, so, my in an Emo, so then the question arises, why does the Mishnah say, you know, the Zim Emo is the Efishti Naiv? Why? Because he could be Midarish. He could be Midarish his wife. But the other is not effective by Dovah Shebe'elvo. Well, now, the Rish says that the Rishness why Shamdu is Nemon, in other words, Mizakot says,
becoming the brother of the deceased Reuben, so then his Nemon regarded him, even and that was his Nemon, even though he was never about his name, because this is not strictly subject matter of Dorothy Barber, because when he never testifies, the Kinnan is the brother of Reuben, it has relevance with Gabi Kamo becoming one. It's not restricted exclusively to those to marital women. It's the idea, it's relevant to marital women too. But the other nothing. So the melee is not a test of Dorothy Barber. That's why we have to be from the melee, here when he says, Hoya Zebini. So the fact that he is his son, so if the idea has relevance in the marital union, in the Dorothy Barber, regarding the status of his wife. Because since he is his son, so the melee his wife is allowed to get married. She's not good. If he's not his son, so then she's good. So it has relevance in the marital union too. But it has relevance in other women too. It has relevance regarding Yerusha, it has relevance regarding Al-Bedes, it has relevance regarding Tumel, let's say, if the father, if he's a Kayan, and he's doing some, so he can be recounting himself to his father. It has relevance regarding Yoni. So the melee, it's not in Dovash of the Elbow matter. So it's an extraneous matter. So the main reason is there is a question about this nine lady of Indomodos is a bride. So the main reason is why this time you do it. So that's why he's Nemon on the basis of the audience. But when he says the Rashi is Ishti, so that is only a marital union. That's only a marital union. So it's a strictly Domash of the Alba matter. So the main reason is there is a question. There is a question of Indomodos of the Alba for this nine apply. If the Gerasa Kosovo and those of Elba are the sign of life, so the melee, Biyodei is no child. Yes. So the melee, you can answer the kasha of the Bishalevi against the Mari. Again, Mari. Then it's possible to explain the Mari of a death would not be the Mari. I mean, to explain this. All right, so that's how we're going to explain that. Okay. We answer the kasha the Mahdi. Now, the Mahdi is the pastor and faithful. This is going to be the usual mark. He saw the guy called the Pontius Muyos Leal. And the Mahdi is here, the thing is, he said, he has to have a dog to bear, but the more he gets in one party. So that means the Dovah to bear, but this is not his party to bear, and I'm therefore his name. So the Tati of the Mahdi's expedition in the previous instance, he said that the two days are considered his kind of Yisura. So the later, how can this be said in this case? He talked about the Hospital of the Elbo, even assuming that he did the Dovah to bear. But this is real, he didn't have the Dovah to bear. So, Dovah to bear, we got his memory, it's not his kind of Yisura. Only when it's coupled with his kind of Yisura. But maybe it's not his kind of Yisura. So, why does the Torah have to tell us it's not allowed? So, this is Mahdi's Kasham. So, the Mahdi is to see an day. So, he says, that when Jesus says, he didn't have to be able to show, the author of Shiva, to him in the name of his kind of Yisura, and then he says, it's not his separate those two. Now, they both are in because the Yisura is the Dovah, the Dovah Deva. So, he testifies with two things. First of all, he says he did not have any dynastic diet, any additional ears, only as he was the legal ears. These ears from the memory he said, he did not have, at the time, he did not have any additional ears. And then, so in other words, if he did not have, if he just had the legal ears, from the memory he said, so then he could be developed with the following thing that I. So he tells the husband that he did not have any genetic evidence over the death of his career, and that he was developed the following Tuesday night. So he testifies two things. So in respect to the testimony that he did not have any genetic evidence, so it's not something that is hard to do it. But even said to the test, and she testified, even said to the testimony that she was rebellious. So she said she wouldn't have this story, because the moment the teacher sees out, she becomes that story through the Bible alone way, and she was rebellious. But here, so even said to the testimony that she was rebellious, so there we cannot say it's not his happy story, he is happy story. But there the monastery is because it's yours. Yes, and they were now in the center to know the Catholic conversation. The Catholic conversation was, why do you think it's outside of us from the elbow? You need to go to the elbow, but he did not his Catholic story to go to the elbow. And in that whole, he's never. The answer is, since they say that he did something that was Catholic story without the testimony, that he had no here, he said it. But without the testimony that he was developed, so they did this happy story, but it is believed because of the Lord. So remember, but it is not the elbow, so there is no remembrance of the Lord. So the Vitalis says the status of the Remahiti. So the Vitalis is in the one who died and he has the status. If you want to forget it, you go about it. The Baal Shema Gerasius is there. So we see that even though there was an elbow, the Lord is in the face. Now, so the Vitalis says, God, you say, you know the pastor, the Baal Shema Gerasius is within them. So that's only because Jesus made a call from the middle of it. He's the Baal says in Acts 16. And no one ever heard about it. So it's like he's not made. It's like he wasn't not made. So that means that we are for a special reason the other is not memory. Because we have it unlikely though. We have the riot. That's what he says is not true. But when we don't have the riot, that's what one says. Is not true, then there is never one over there. Now who said that the reason is why the more is not coming about some of the actions which is in that one is because it can be called for the thing of meaning that I found it. So this is what he said last time. That I mentioned the Ramban, okay? The Ramban is the meaning became so Nemo lakir is kumar, the Nemo lakir is yo. So the reason is to raise it for you, the Talmud says, because in effort, you do not have to raise Chaveri. The reason is not affected by truth. So that means there is no need, because if it requires the kindness of my two people, so the main way, the Yechokhel is there, so we don't have Yechokhel. But the Rambam says, no, not that there is no Yechokhel in this. There is Yechokhel in this. But we got lucky with this rumor, it's definitely so, we don't require it, and it definitely holds an end. All we are interested in is to determine the fact. So, you can be a hawk, but we got yuxi requires to aid. Yuxi requires to aid. Some melee, there is a question about Krishna, maybe you can go. So, we have made it out, it cannot be accepted. There is definitely a hawk that makes it out. Will not lie, so the answer is that there is a costume. This thing cannot be done on the basis of the money, of riot. This thing can only be done on the basis of a good saving. So here there is no ability. So the question is again, combined, what you require this? All right, but money certainly requires this, and still, need to be affected by money. So the answer is, by money, then besides Hagodah Sikhes is the moment of kind of Godot. But the Gabiyuk, like here, is going, not even Godot, it's an Ezea. So, in truth, it's why a day is from the Melee, meeting is not effective. So the Ramban city is that by Godot to the Elbow, that's the Yuki, by Godot to the Elbow, so there is no, so meeting is not effective. What is the end of this life meeting? So the Melee, that's the reason as to why the Gemara says in the Maschonet, the Baal Shem and Asher Fishti is in the world. But, if you need to say that when you will not say, if someone says, you is Nemon, who is there a Fishti in Ayin. So that's the status, okay, the reason there is, the reason as to why Baal Shem and Asher Fishti is in Nemon, because there is a riot, there is a riot over that what he says is not true. Because if you had it was his wife, then everybody would be talking about it. How is it that no one ever mentioned the word about the fact that he divorced his wife? So that's faith is there. But for the Ramban in this okay, thinks that should be the better expectation for this okay. The reason as to why you can be able to use all the other morning to the gap of pain is because the Yahoo didn't have to have it. So that means that in the way that is required was needed for effect. But in any case, the Ramban, so even when you have the Chokhav needed, for people requiring these benefits of Akotu, we cannot be down on the basis of the Chokhav. We can only be down on the basis of Akotu Seyde. So the name of the Baal Shema Grasha is Simon of the Chokhav. It's true. But we cannot be down, we cannot be matter her, we will not say. Then we cannot give her a staff, we will not say without anything of the signing of the Akim, just as this, you cannot be the Simone, the native are together testifying, the Truman Baal from 7,000 now. Do we have any doubt as to whether native are in a telling the truth? But the people are also a fire agent. So, we, the other way is the heart. So then the question is, why do we say that Omar knew? So, never lived here as this day in Nanyu. The answer is, as the Ramban says, as the Vitvot says here, in the name of the Ramban,
that this is Medea should not affect the Belgium. It's Medea Belgium, but the subject matter, the testimony is not a subject matter of Belgium. It's a text of Belgium. You doubt your, you catch your. So the subject matter is the subject matter of Belgium. It's a text of Belgium. But when it says, even the brother of Ruben, it is relevant to Belgium, but it is relevant to many other things. It's a meal who says, it's a Belgium. It has relevance to many things. So one of the things that it has relevance is not the American Union also. But if the subject matter is not exclusively relevant to the album, so the melee, an example of this one, this is a Ritzka. And then the Ritzvo here, now the Lord, mentions the name of the Ramban, that the reason is why the Chachamim were Matthew is that initially nothing when the Yahoo testifies. But it's in order to the help of this time. It's a free of that matter, but there's still a lot of in order to the help of this time, so the Ramban says, that it's for here, I mean, the name of the Ramban, that the Israel says, name Bible is not in order to the help of this time. It's Yalsho, he's in order to the help of this time, it's exclusive in order to the help. But when he makes him die, this is the day, come and run, if he dies. It's not just, and for the person, comes and says about the person who is not married, he died. So it's an important testimony. So even if the person to whom it was testified, and he never testified that he died, happens to be married to a woman. So that's one part that of the government of that will be affected by the testimony. But the subject matter of Mitzvah is a neutral subject matter. It's not the government of subject matter. He just testifies that he died. Naturally, if he dies, so the male is right, he's allowed to get married. But that's the result. But the subject matter is not the subject matter of the devil. So the Rai says, it's not the devil. But the Rabbanon is seen to be the devil, so that it's not for the thing that the Chachamim would say for, so the Chachamim would require to it. But because of the thing that the Chachamim would say for, the Ramban says, the Chachamim do not require to it. Anyway, So when Yahya testifies, the children of the brother of Ube, even though it's Medea, he got the meaning, we say, so it's not going to the album, but the children of the album. So the mayor, when the minister says, he knew, never knew this year at 69. Because all he testifies is that you have a son, that has a son, that's Medea, you will say that Medea, that's Medea, that's Medea, we got the Kibuda, Come on, young, it's today. It's not the government of the government. From Melee, so according to the staff of the Gemara, in Bogobashkin, so by government of the government, Yodi is not the government. From Melee, he is the surprise of he is the government of the government.
from the later area, she wouldn't be the lenny. She wouldn't be the lenny to, on the basis of the other, to say that she was stubborn. Right. Now, there's a difference. Now, then, the Balinji then has another time against the Mahdi. According to the Mahdi, terrorism. So when people say, Saudi Arabia, the Hoshis, we don't know where they are wrong. So that means because in the Kashmir, what Jesus himself said, that Hindu is not considered as part of the story because Hindu has a different social. So it says, Jesus also has become a little easier because the leader, the prophet, testifies two things. One, that he did not have an additional year, and number two, that he was developed. So in respect to the testimony, that he did not have an additional year, that he did not have his joy. But in respect to the testimony she was developed, so he certainly did have his joy. And but if it's not developed in the Alvor, so it's really the amendment, because of the other, but if it's developed in the Alvor, then it would just violate it, and it would be the same. So that means that the sub-follower Asmo is needed to tell us that he is a man on the testimony of Jewish. So this is already there. What is the critical link of the sub-follower Asmo? Is the expression of the sub-follower Asmo expressive of any fear? The sub-follower Asmo means she has to tell us. She has to take good notice whether she has any story or that she needs to speak it. So, the sub-follower Atmo, the expression, the Kshitin Shalit, Eina Khanana, the posting of the sub-follower Atmo tells us everything, that the issue is an effort. Because what's the effect of the Jehaka sub-follower Atmo? That the husband can rely on her. And so, in order that the husband should be able to live with her, so he has to trust her not only in respect to her testimony and no additional here, but he has to trust her in respect to her testimony and the fact that she was developed. So in many ways, the effect of the supposedly sub-follower Atmo is that she's a man, that the husband can trust her. But the critical link of the sub-follower Atmo is she's counted for herself. And that means, and the husband relies on it. What is being counted for herself? Make sure that she does not have, she has to make the proper of the case, make sure that she does not have any additional here. So the person primarily speaks of her memory and the testimony of the deacon and her testimony as to no additional reading, not on her testimony that she was loved. And you know, and I'm the same person implies that he's a man. But primarily the expression we don't follow the Asmo says that she counts for herself. And the husband relies on her, and her bounty. As far as the student is concerned, there is no need of bounty. So the union of the suffer Asmo means that she has to make the proper ticket. It's of a daily, has to tell him down the team. So that person, so it's much more that the person of the suffer Asmo tells us primarily that she is in a menace. And the testimony is to no additional here. Not that the process of the sub-follower Atmo is restricted. It just tells us of her money and the fact that she was loved. That is also included in the process. But primarily, the process of the sub-follower Atmo speaks of Zikr, of her money and Zikr. So, what is the her money and Zikr that she didn't have any additional here? So why does the author have to tell us that she is a menace and a deacon? If we know that, so the question is, why is it necessary? Because that's all means by Yomash Be'elvo. Even by Yomash Be'elvo, it is not as hard as it should so in general. So even if we want to assume that he is a needy Yomash Be'elvo, why is it supposed to have to tell us in some more asthma that the bounce and trust her with the deacon? It's not his coming into nature, and you have to say it also. That's the other kasha in the Talmud. And the Talmud considers this kasha as a stronger kasha. He says, it's a big deha to say that the whole process is only needed the Bible, that he managed regarding the testimony and the guilt. Because after all, the gospel us not speak not of the feeling. He speaks explicitly of the vision. Now, that means that he is a menace and the testimony that he has no additional hearing over and above the legal hearing. But hey, if he is in so much of the album, I would know that he is never. Because it's not regarding the testimony and that there is no additional hearing. So that's in the first category. Now, so it's true that this is a strong time against the money, but we can explain the thing if we say a little differently from the money. In other words, that if the testimony goes to the Abba, so then neither will be a merit. Even on the testimony that she had no real desire. But he said, I mean, but we are assuming that in view of the fact that he is here to have a worship album. So that means that according to the text, he is in worship album, he is not in having a certain example of the memo. And he says himself said that in respect to the testimony that was no additional real, so that's really not the story, because the thing of the head starts with the very culture. Now, there will be more about this diet. On the diet, as we already know, each man, with the mastery to his man, the very very normal mission that I think, the response to our mission today. Now we are not concerned now with the Shlokish man. But the Kodesh Rabbi Yechanel, the Chachomim of the Sakin, man did it too. Because of Shalim Yechabal Vatahim. If you get the Yachel's man, so it's possible, let's say, if he is married to Vatahim, he doesn't make a difference from Vatahim and not Vatahim. Vatahim says, so he's devoted to him. So he could protect him. So he might have a motive in protecting him. So, let's say, if he did not get, and he divorced the other things, but he did, but he has none, and then